Pleasure to be with you as the Giants go to take this series from the Arizona Diamondbacks. They've taken two of three. As John said, Anthony DeSclafani on the hill and Caleb Smith for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are 23-62 as play starts today. We bring in Bernie Pluskoff. Love having Bernie on. He is a former Major League scout for Houston and Seattle. He writes for RotoWire as well as Forbes, and he's a great baseball source. Bernie, nice to have you with us today. How are you?
Great to be with you, Marty. I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you're well.
Yeah, we're fine here, and you are based in Arizona, so let me start off right away. Arizona Diamondbacks, Bernie, let's evaluate them. And look, Caleb Smith goes today. He's one of their better pitchers, but this is a team that could rival the Mets at 120 losses.
Marty, it all boils down to pitching, and they do not have pitching. They've got a little bit of hitting. It's not bad. It's not the worst I've seen, but their pitching is not major league quality. They've had injuries such as the one to Bumgarner, and they just can't make up for it with minor league players. You know, the difference between minor league baseball and major league baseball is as great as the Grand Canyon, and these young guys cannot come up and go five innings. So as a consequence, Torrey Lovello has to go to his bullpen too early. The bullpen is burned out. The starting pitchers can't throw strikes, and when they do, they're throwing cookies over the plate and they're getting clobbered. And when I was there on Friday night, the Giants just sat back and waited. They let the ball come to them, and, you know, they're a much better ball club. And Marty, this isn't going to get better. This is not going to improve for the Diamondbacks next year or in 2 years. They have some chips that they can trade, but you're not talking about an awful lot of trade value here. You're talking about veterans who are, some of them, a little bit costly, some of them on the last year of their contracts, but they're not very attractive. And what they need to get back is pitching. And pitching is a very tough commodity to find. So this is a situation where Mike Hazen, the general manager's wife, is gravely ill. He is on a leave of absence. The owner is not in town. He is out of town. And I don't know what the future holds for the Diamondbacks, but it isn't pretty.
All right. Bernie Pleskoff with us. And look, as Bill Parcells said many years ago, you are what your record is. And the Diamondbacks are 23-62, and I say rival the 120 loss season of the 1962 New York Mets. Bernie, you've gotten to see the Giants, and of course you and I have chatted in spring training. We've known each other for many years. Here's Gabe Kapler. Here's a platoon team. They're a team of fringe players. You look at tonight's lineup, and you say, that's the lineup? And yet they have the best record in the National League at 52-30. They're still a little bit ahead of the Dodgers, even though the Dodgers won today.
You know what, Marty? That's what makes this so much fun, and that's what makes baseball so great. These guys are overachieving. As a scout, I'm going to sit here and tell you they are overachieving. But they've got some tremendous role model veterans who are having career years, who are great baseball players, and they're showing the younger players how to do it. And, you know, you've got a guy like Duggar who is having a great season that you didn't expect. I saw Estrada on Friday. I was very surprised at the barrel, you know, that he could find the barrel as easy as he did. And then, of course, you've got Buster Posey there, and you've got Crawford there. And Crawford, to me, is the most underrated shortstop in baseball. You've heard me say that before. He's a gold glove caliber shortstop with a bat. He just doesn't get enough credit. And there's Posey, who can blast the ball to right center as well as anyone, who can barrel the ball. You've got Yastrzemski, who is a young player who a couple years ago was given an opportunity. And Marty, all a baseball player wants is a chance, opportunity. And that's what Mr. Yastrzemski got, and he made the best of it. And now he's a household name in San Francisco. So this is a team that has outstanding pitcher. I think Gausman could start the All-Star game. I don't know if he's going to pitch before the game, but he's that good. The rotation is really fine. And like I said, I think they're overachieving, but I like the complexion of this team. I like the balance of this team, and I like that they play as a team. They are not selfish. They take care of one another, and they are fun to watch, Marty.
All right. Well, 52-30 tells a story as well. Bill Lasky joins us. Bill, Bernie Pleskov, of course, has watched a lot of baseball, and you may have a question for him.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Bernie. Thanks for joining Marty and I today. Staying in the NL West, we got to talk about those Rockies because they definitely have a couple pieces that could be traded. Trevor Story being the number one possibility there, being a free agent, hit his 11th home run today. What have you heard about the Colorado Rockies in trademarks?
Well, you know, they're in transition now with a new general manager. It's a little bit unstable in the front office in terms of their futures. I think they have ownership that, for one reason or another, and there, I don't want to talk about that in a little while, about the way money is spent in baseball, but some owners just are not comfortable spending money in this environment, in the pre-COVID and then the COVID and post-COVID environments. And I think the Rockies will look to dump some salary and dump some pitchers and build for the future. You know, they're not going to catch San Francisco, San Diego, and Los Angeles in the near future. They're just not going to do it. So why not trade off some of those pitchers, get some depth into the system because their farm system is not deep, get some players who can pitch, maybe who can, you know, can hit the ball and build for the future. So I think there are pitchers on that club that I think will be attractive to, you know, to other clubs. And if I'm a general manager, that's who I'm calling first for pitching. Get those guys out of Colorado. Get them to where their breaking balls can spin in your ballpark, and you could have some terrific pitching. But they're going to have to get young, projectable pitching back in return.
Boy, interesting. No, that's what this month is all about. Bernie Pleskov with us. Bernie, as we wrap it up a little bit with you, we're against the clock here somewhat on this July 4th. But negotiations are going on, I guess, between the labor union, of course, and the ownership. What's going to come out of all this?
5 more months to go, Marty, and they're keeping it quiet. And good for them. They're not letting it go public. And, you know, part of the reason I think you're seeing this sticky ball stuff is to be a diversion away from all the issues with players and owners. Marty, the disparity in baseball is getting worse, and the major league ball players want their share of the pie. They want a more competitive major league baseball. And let me give you an example. The salary, according to Fangraphs, the player salary for the Pittsburgh Pirates is $47 million with $4 million committed to next year. $4 million. The Cleveland Indians are at $54 million with a $2 million commitment to next year. Your Giants are at $152 million right now with $31 million connected to next year and committed to next year. So that tells me that if the Giants want to make some moves for some moneyed players, there's room to do it. And that's the problem in baseball. The Dodgers spend $253 million on player payroll. They are the tops in the division, and they are tops in baseball. Now, down at the bottom of the division, the Diamondbacks spend $99 million on player payroll. So that disparity is so vast, Marty, that the players want to, you know, bridge that gap. And the biggest issue is going to be they want their share of gambling money. Gambling money is the future in baseball. All the advertisements that are going to come in from gambling, the players want some of that money. Pretty soon, Marty, people are going to be sitting in the stands with their devices betting on if the first pitch will be a ball or a strike. That's
it'll probably, where it's going. I will say this, it probably will be a ball.
And I will say this, in today's game it will be. But the players want
especially
that.
Especially if it's 0-2, it'll money. Be a ball.
Yeah, there's a lot of money out there, Marty, and the luxury tax is at $210 million. The Dodgers are over that, and what the players want They want a share of everything. If they could get a share of equity, in other words, a share of what the franchise is worth when it is sold, they would want that.
Yeah, good
luck. They want every piece of the pie they can get. They want their younger players to get paid. They want to do away with service time for free agency.
And Marty, Bernie, I
think this is going to be a very, very tough negotiation.
Yeah, and I'd like to throw 98 miles an hour left-handed, so it doesn't always happen. Look, we got to run, Bernie. We'll catch you next week or the week after. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All right, that is Bernie Pleskov. Bill, you got the postgame tonight. I've got the talk back, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. Thanks, Bill.
All right, thanks, Marty.
Okay, more coming up next right here, KNBR 680, 104.5, the Sports Leader.